Hello there, and welcome back, or welcome if this is your very first time, to the Manifest Podcast. Today's episode is a little different, and it's also somewhat of a happy accident, and I'll explain why in a moment. For some strange reason, the energetic forces at play have prevented me from sharing this information. And I don't say that lightly. I have tried 3 times now and have been met with energetic obstacles. And I think that there's a reason for that. It's because I am rewriting the rules for manifestation, which you'll discover in today's incredible replay, audio replay of the masterclass that I hosted last night. We had thousands of people all over the world sign up to join us for this online event. We had hundreds of people on the call, but when it came time, go time to present, I got a message saying, I can't get in. Hundreds of people sent me a message saying, I can't get in. So if you are one of those people, I'm really sorry. There was a technical glitch that happened because we had to upgrade it. I didn't realize that Zoom had changed their rules. And I knew, as far as I knew, it would allow for 1,000 seats, but there had to be some kind of a price upgrade that happened. So anyway, my husband, Sean, came to the rescue. For 4 minutes, he worked out the back end of that, but that resulted in it getting deselected, the video replay, which is why we only have the audio. And that's why today's episode is a happy accident, because you will hear all about the hidden element. Like I said, 3 times I've tried to present this information, and for whatever reason, the powers that be have kept it and wanted it to remain hidden. The first time back in January, I scheduled it, and then I had the intuitive nudge. It's not the right time, Sarah. And then I think it was 2 or 3 days later, my dog Merlin sadly passed away very unexpectedly. And so that made energetic sense, right? I knew that I couldn't go into launching this new program that I'm going to be talking about today to the people that are really stepping forward to up-level the manifestations that they want to see in their life. And then when I was ready again, going, okay, this is the time, getting the clear energetic directives, I knew now's the time. And then I got a cold out of the blue. My eyes were streaming. My nose was streaming. I couldn't lift my head off the pillow. I thought it was a little cold, but it got progressively worse. And so last night when it was go time and the people that had signed up, thousands of people, were not able to get through the door, I was thinking, what is this? And so it would be really, really special to me. It would mean the world to me if you could please share this episode, take a screenshot, share it on social media, tag me at Sarah Prout, and so we can truly deliver this information to the people that need to hear it. And as I mentioned in the masterclass last night, there are powers that be in the world that profit from us being disconnected from ourselves and from each other. So there's energetic resistance around this message, this eye-opening spiritual awakening message that helps so many people to rediscover their own magic within. So without further ado, I'm going to let you know that I'm thrilled to announce the launch of my latest program, a transformative experience that has already begun rewriting the rules of manifestation. It's called Quintessence. So if you want to jump ahead, click on the link in the description of this episode and go to sarahprout.com/quintessence. We have an opening day special bonus today for anybody that signs up. You will be invited to a 1-hour exclusive VIP mastermind call with my husband, Sean, and I, and some incredible other humans. And we're going to talk about all of the incredible elements and what they have to offer. A great way to kickstart the experience for this 5-week program. So go to sarahprout.com/quintessence. And I hope that you settle in for today's episode, which is about 1 hour long. And it covers everything that you need to know about the hidden element. And it also reveals to you probably why it's been hiding. So I hope you enjoy this. Bye for now. Welcome. I am so excited to be with here with all of you tonight. And I want to congratulate you for being here and also your willingness to show up and to learn about a new paradigm of manifestation. This is such an exciting time. And if you are new to my world, welcome in. It is so great to be here with you. I am a best-selling author. I'm a co-founder of a company called DearUniverse.com. Many of you have heard of that. And I'm also a high performance manifestation mentor. I have the honor and the privilege of working with a small handful of exclusive clients. And I love my work. I love the work that I do. And so today, as you guys all know, it's all about the hidden element, a manifestation secret that has been hiding in plain sight. So I am so glad that Sean was just able to upgrade the room because people are just flooding in. Welcome in if you're here. The way that it's going to work today is that I'm going to be here for 45 minutes to an hour. And I'm also going to be giving away some prizes. So, as you guys know, we have the beautiful Dear Universe journal, and there will be at least two people that will win a journal. I'm going to give away a gold one and a silver one. And so, I recommend that you play full out in the comments. My team and Sean are there to really show the standout people that are playing full out in today's session. So I'm just so excited to be here. So congratulations for your willingness to be here at this specific point in time. I do not believe in coincidences. I believe in synchronicities. So for whatever reason, the universe brought you here at this specific point in time to learn this information. So I have two very important intentions that I want to share with you today. The first is that I can promise you this. By the end of today's session, you will not be the same person that you were when you clicked on that Zoom link, which so many of you are right now. We've got hundreds of people from all over the world. And the second intention is that I'm going to be sharing with you the hidden element and why it is so important to embody and embrace in your own life. Because there has been so much, how do I put this? The hidden elephant. I wrote that in an email that there's a hidden elephant that we all have to address, which is the fact that we have been suppressed as sovereign beings, that there are powers that be in the world that profit from us actually being disconnected from our own personal power, from ourselves, from each other. And so I'm just going to ask everybody to mute themselves if you can. There we go. There are lots of things that we need to unpack today. And so to be here, I'm going to ask you two things. One is to listen with an open heart and to also listen with an open mind, to receive this information from your intuitive faculties, because I'm calling you to a higher vision. Because this work that I've been working on for the last 4 years is something that I do not take lightly. It has really taken me to the depths of my own personal pain and back. And I'm going to be sharing with you guys many things that I haven't shared publicly online, in my masterminds, on podcasts, that kind of thing. So let's dive in with some statistics to understand the playing field. So, like I said, and if you agree with this, leave a heart, drop it in the comments, really get clear about what you want to get out of this call. So my intention for you is that your energy is up level. This is an energetic activation. You have just stepped into this very sacred container. And so many of us are calling this in. We're calling the expansion of our sovereignty, of our lives, of our lifestyles, the people that we draw into our lives, the love we experience, the wealth, the abundance, the health, and the happiness. So if that sounds like something that you're wanting to manifest, just clap so I can see the whole screen light up with clapping hands. I would love to see that play full out. This is the way that this works. We are a collective. We are building all of this energy as a collective group during our time together. So just to reiterate here for those of you, and there's hundreds of people jumping on that probably couldn't get on during the first time. So, the waiting room just keeps on getting filled with people. So just to recap, there are powers that be that profit from us being disconnected from ourselves and from our own personal power. And we can see that reflected in the statistics that have happened since, I want to say 2020, where anxiety was at an all-time high with the pandemic. I remember, wearing rubber gloves and Clorox wiping my packages and reading the news and feeling afraid and being very uncertain about the world. And that really sparked a lot of anxiety in not only my heart, but the hearts and minds of millions, millions upon millions of people around the world. And so we see that a recent study, and you can check this out for yourself,
I think it was the American Psychologists Association stated that 80% of people report feeling disconnected from their own sense of energy and personal power. And so when you pair that with statistics in mental health, like 40 million Americans out of the 333 million population suffer from some form of an anxiety disorder, it's very symptomatic that we are disconnected from our own power. We're not truly embodying the wisdom that we have access to as sovereign beings. And so when you look at the online playing field, most people have a smartphone, right? They have some kind of a device, and technology is only going to get faster and smarter. And yet during this time frame from 2020 to today, people are more lonely than ever. There's an epidemic of loneliness. People are more disconnected. They're hiding more. They don't want to shine in their full capacity, or they want to, but they're not sure how. And so there's like this kind of catch-22 situation where so many people are learning how to recalibrate. And what I see this as, I remember this in 2020 for myself personally, and I know so many of you have been through this because you message me or you contact me on social media and you say, "Hey, Sarah, I'm going through a spiritual awakening. What does this mean? And what does it look like?" And so for me in 2020, I experienced an all-time high in my anxiety in a whole new level where I started to hide myself. I started to not want to do the things that I had done so publicly. And many of you know that I'd experienced a great level of success in my career, in my business. I'd had a best-selling book. I got $250,000 book deal. I've sold 100,000 copies of my book, Dear Universe. Our business was doing really well. I had a video that was viewed by over 80 million people around the world. And yet I felt this desire to hide, to kind of be like a turtle and to doubt my skills, doubt my gifts, and hide them after all of this so-called success. But what I realized is it was the hidden element calling me to this greater form of service. Because as spiritual beings, as humans walking through our day-to-day existence, there's something really interesting that happens. And most people ignore this invitation, that they do not see the plateaus in their life as that invitation to grow. And what I went through was what can only be described as a painful plateau. So the fact that I was hiding in my life, in my business, in relationships, I was hiding from my family. I wasn't wanting to do all of the things that I usually do, which is show up online and serve. It was this call to truly embody a new level of wisdom. Because as human beings, we are always growing, always changing, always evolving. But if we don't answer that call, guess what happens? You experience pain and you experience suffering. So like I said, my business was plateauing. My marriage was suffering. My health was suffering. I developed skin cancers. I had one on my face, which required surgery, and that kind of really shook my confidence. And on my leg, I had skin cancer as well. There were things in my personal life, emotional upheaval. And so many people go through seasons of struggle, but I feel like it was amplified and intensified because the powers of that be were really amping up the power of divisiveness, right? They want to conquer us. They want to divide us. And so what was really important is that we found our own voices and our own strength. But so many of you guys, I know this because I've paid attention. I listen to my communities. I tune in energetically, intuitively, to know that many of you have been struggling and that you feel like your energy has been stagnant, especially when it comes to your manifestations, because the things that you truly wanted to achieve at this specific phase of your life have not come to fruition. And let's face it, so many of us have been, we've tried all the things, right? I know that you know, people try vision boards and do all of the things, but there's this missing link, this hidden element. And I began to see this I'll get to what it is, I promise. I promise I will reveal what the hidden element is. That's why you guys are here. But the thing that really struck a chord with me was how much energetic awareness was being kept from mainstream conversations. So when I started seeing this pattern, my work as an intuitive, as a manifestation mentor, is that I quite often can identify patterns. This is my strength. I see the energetic patterns. I see how it moves, how it operates. And then I can kind of dismantle it and reverse engineer it and see how it operates. And what I saw in 2020 with the pandemic, with the media, with the divisiveness, with so many of you being afraid to speak up for your true core beliefs because you feared judgment. Every time you fear judgment and you cannot express yourself, guess what happens? It dims your shine just a little bit, and you cannot truly step forward and share your gifts with the world. And just slowly by slowly, marketing, media, news outlets, politics, different opinions on different things. This isn't unity. The whole point of manifestation is to be based on the unified paradigm, to come together, to not buy into the division. And so every time we believe that our opinion is more important than somebody else's, guess what we do? We actually disconnect ourselves from our own personal power. And so I knew that I needed to crack a code for myself. I needed to develop a framework. And especially considering that this hidden element was just hiding in plain sight. And it's really called me to heal these shadow parts of myself, to really stop myself from tuning out the energetic frequencies that weren't important. So I'll give you a for instance. So the way that I've been hiding has actually manifested as health issues. And every year since 2020, I have had at least one visit to the emergency room every single year. Our dear friend and chief financial officer, Jen, actually pointed this out in a Voxer to my husband, Sean. And she said, you know, every time Sarah is stressed or disconnected, she ends up in the emergency room. And I remember feeling this sense of like, uh-oh, there's a pattern here. Why am I landing in the emergency room with chest palpitations? Or I suffered from migraines for 2 years. And, you know, I was in the emergency room wondering, like, why is this manifesting in my physical reality? And it was really interesting that during these hospital visits, in fact, I had one just 3 weeks ago on the 19th of February. You guys may not know this, that I just moved from Las Vegas to the Hamptons in New York, and I was packing up my life in Las Vegas. It was very, very stressful. I had, you know, all of the things, the moving parts when it comes to moving. We'd actually made the decision that we were going to move to New York, and we had to close out the portal that is Las Vegas, but it was extremely stressful. And when I experience stress, and I know so many of you can relate to this, you don't tend to take care of yourself and just bring it down to basics, things like drinking water, getting enough sleep, avoiding caffeine. And so I was back here in the Hamptons, and I was aware that I hadn't been sleeping, and my heart rate got up to 165 beats per minute. And I told my husband, and he said, how quickly can you get out of bed? I'm going to take you to the urgent care here in the Hamptons. And before I knew it, I was being strapped on a stretcher and loaded into an ambulance, because they said that I was experiencing dangerously high patterns that could indicate that I was having a heart attack. And as the ambulance doors were closing, I was thinking to myself, oh my God, is this it? You know, I have the hidden element to share. I haven't shared it yet. I've got this framework that I want to share with the world. And yet in the blink of an eye, it could have all been over. And so the distance between the urgent care clinic and the emergency room is 25 minutes, give or take. And I'm in there, and the ambulance is kind of rattling around. At least I didn't put the sirens on, and I could see all this equipment. And the lady, the ambulance person, was drawing blood from my arm, and I was kind of fading in and out. And I was really afraid. It was like that peak point of, uh-oh, what do I do if it's lights out, Sarah Brout, so to speak? And I don't say that lightly. I say that with playfulness, because it's very important to me to express that I'm on the other side of this now. And it was just another roadblock, this painful point that I kept on having to overcome energetically. So I get to the hospital, And they ask you all of the most ridiculous questions, right? This is the hidden element hiding in plain sight. They ask, do you drink? No, I don't drink. I haven't had a drink in nearly 2 years. Alcohol-free. Do you smoke? No, I don't smoke. Do you take drugs? No. What does your poop look like? I mean, it's like, well, how are you supposed to answer that one? Like, but at no point did they ask me, are you experiencing any level of emotional upheaval? Right. So, and this isn't an opportunity for me to be critical of the medical system, because I believe that everything serves a purpose. This is just the system, the framework that clearly divides us from the abilities that we have within ourselves to discern how to heal, how to be the holistic versions of ourselves that don't end up in an ambulance. So to get to that point, I had to ignore the warning signs and I had to peel it back to basics. So for me, especially on this path, back to 2020, right? Back to 2020, when I really felt like I had to choose a new path, that an evolution of my teachings were about to unfold, that I had to crack through this plateau. For instance, my income, year after year, we would have the same financial meeting and not be able to double our results. We held the best of intentions. As manifesting teachers, we wanted to do that. But there was so much split energy within myself. I thought that I was doing all of the right things. I was intention setting. I was connecting to the universe. I was doing all of the so-called things that are very important, but it's only a very small piece of the puzzle. And this is where the hidden element comes in, because I had to learn how to truly embody the hidden element and how to activate that within myself. And this actually correlates with a very profound hermetic principle, the principle of correspondence, as within, so without. And so for me, I discovered that I had been turning my back on my own essence, my own quintessential elements, all of the elements that make up me. And I hadn't been guiding other people how to do it either. And each time that I turned my back on that, the basics, grounding in nature, drinking water, you know, breathing, breath work, my anxiety is almost instantly fixed as soon as I can slow my nervous system down. So many of us can relate to having dysregulated nervous systems. There has never been a more important time in history than to focus on healing our nervous systems from all of the junk that we take on board, both intentionally and subconsciously. I mean, it's said that we take on board over 7,000 negative images every day, just from driving around, seeing billboards, opening up magazines, seeing, you know, ads in the supermarket or even ads online, that everything that we search up, our biggest fears, all of a sudden, the algorithm is turning that towards us to imprint our subconscious minds. So the hidden element is something that I discovered, which is a combination of all of the elements, the embodiment and activation of all of these elements within us as sovereign beings, which I call quintessence. And quintessence is the combination of earth and activating that grounded energy within ourselves, of water, the fluidity of our intuition and our desires and how we show up and express ourselves, of air, of our belief systems, of different limiting beliefs that we may have and hold, and also how it fills our lungs, because breath is life. And then fire in our bellies, right? Igniting that passion. And what I found was that when you combine all of those elements with quintessence, quintessence is missing from a majority of the most powerful conversations that we have with ourselves, with our creator, God, the universe, the sublime, divine, whatever name that you have for it. That conversation is somewhat missing. And in my teachings, I had been teaching people, of course, connect with the universe, the source, all that is, right? That is the most important thing that you can do. But if you're not good within yourself, in your awareness of the energy that you bring to your actions, to your intentions specifically, then the things that you really want to manifest are kept separate from your vibration. So you guys know that when My Dear Universe book came out, one of the differentiating points for me as a manifestation teacher was that I was teaching that thoughts become things, which is so crucial. Thoughts do become things. Your thoughts are electrical. That's what draws into your reality the things, people, places, and experiences that you want to manifest. Second, this was the point of differentiation that I wrote in Dear Universe with the 200 mini meditations, all the different feeling emotions, 100 fear-based emotions, 100 love-based emotions, that your emotions create your vibration that help to manifest your reality. So that's what magnetizes. So we've got the thoughts, electrical. We've got the emotions, which are magnetic. And then we have, and this is the big like mic drop moment, of the elements that we have and embody within ourselves, coming back to that hermetic principle of correspondence as within, so without. I was so disconnected from my environment. I wasn't truly present with what is. And we live in this physical reality. And so the more the anxiety would go up, the less I was grounded in my body. And I think so many people experience this. And so when I activated quintessence within me from a state of presence, of awareness, elements and the elemental forces that you activate within yourself create a portal. It clears the path. Thoughts are things, emotions create your vibration, and then the elements are what elevate and take those two components to that next energetics, that next level of energetic transaction. So what I started seeing in small increments, right? I felt like at points over the last 4 years, I would go two steps forward, two steps back, or one step forward, two steps back. That's how it goes. 111 steps forward, 200 back. And it felt like this, you know, like stepping forward. But each activation that I did, each energetic activation over the years, really helped to solidify that this is a powerful practice that no one is really talking about when it comes to each of these elements and how they correspond with different manifestation elements. So for instance, wanting to manifest from a foundational perspective, the power of grounding, the electromagnetic force field that is the earth. Anytime that I had a panic attack since 2020, my husband, Sean, and God love him, he's had to deal with so much over the years of my anxiety that has come up naturally, right? As an intuitive, as an empath, which I know so many of you guys can relate to, that I would feel like this overwhelming sense of anxiety. And he would take me outside and tell me to take my bare feet and put them on the ground. And I would feel instantly better. Now, that's just one component. But when you intentionally bring that, not in times of panic, not in times of distress or feeling distraught, when you want to attract and draw something into your reality, you utilize these elements. This isn't something new, right? Society over thousands of years has deteriorated and degraded the importance of the natural world and how that operates. Our bodies, our systems, everybody is individual. Everybody has their own bio-individuality and how they react and respond to different elements. Our bones are that earthing principle. This is like the guiding force of our internal framework. And so when we can draw into our reality the foundational pieces, this is the earth where we have our feet, how we set ourselves up for success in the material world. This is the basis for bringing awareness to that. So the more disconnected you are from the natural elements around you, more than likely, the more disconnected you are from the natural elements within you. And so the hidden element is really all the elements. And the hidden element is, of course, quintessence, your own quintessential energy. Everybody is unique. You have your own set of gifts. You have your own beautiful mission to share with the world. And I've had the deepest honor over the last decade of working with some incredible humans, from high performers, celebrities, entrepreneurs, creatives. And all of them, I can see one of the stumbling blocks for so many people is that they are disconnected from their environment because they believe that their environment changing will impact how they feel internally. And that's just simply not how it works. You have the universe within you. You are the universe. Every single cell that is within your body. I mean, you are literally manifesting billions of cells. Is it billions? Billions. Billions of cells all the time. And at the same time, billions of cells are dying away. And all of those cells are impacted by what you allow into your consciousness, into your frequency. And so it comes down to what you value, because one of the greatest manifestations in life is happiness, is the manifestation of happiness. You don't necessarily want to manifest $1 million because, you know, yes, it's great. It will give you freedom. It will give you choices, but it's the happiness. And it's not that money creates happiness. It's the happiness within first, that peacefulness. And what I noticed is that when I made the decision to tune into all of these elements and activate quintessence within me, I started to feel happy. And this has been the case for the last 2 weeks, where I've said to my husband, I feel so happy right now. And I haven't allowed myself to truly feel that. And that is my greatest manifestation after all of the manifestations that have happened over the course of my lifetime. Happiness is truly where it's at, because that's very reflective of my values. And so the true embodiment of this practice is getting clear about your values, because there's no point harnessing these elemental forces for creation if you're not sure what your North Star can be. And that's getting really, really clear about what you hold near and dear to your heart. So about nearly 2 weeks ago now, my husband and I sat down and we did this exercise that he came up with, which is genius, by the way. And Shwan, I love you if you're watching. And I know you are watching right now because you're in the comments. He came up with this values process of identifying three different values that we had. And it was really eye-opening. If you're in a relationship, I highly recommend that you do this. And so he came up and shared his values, which I'm sure he can share in the comments if he wishes to. And I came up with mine, that I've never truly thought about these three powerful values and how they weave into wanting to understand quintessence and the hidden element a lot, at a lot more of a deeper embodied level. And so I encourage you to do the same thing right now. I encourage you, if you feel comfortable, to write down your top three values in the comments. I'd love to see. So my top three values are love, absolutely love, unequivocally, for my friends, for my family, for my near and dear ones that are in my orbit, and of course, you guys, and lightheartedness, which is such an important value. I love to laugh. I love silliness, nonsense. I laugh every single day, even in the face of adversity. There's always something funny, because I believe that God has a very divine sense of humor, right? So there's always something to laugh about and to feel that sense of levity in your heart. And then the third one is integrity. Integrity is so important to me. I live my life with integrity as my North Star. And so when we did this values practice, it's like it slotted in the principles of quintessence in a whole new way to create this spiritual alchemy. And so together we really alchemized a new path forward in our marriage, and it created this healing path. And so just to read out some of the values here: family, laughter, peace, love, compassion, happiness, loyalty, gratitude, integrity, hard work, and love. These are all beautiful, powerful values. And that's what I said when we stepped into this sacred container. I made you a promise that you wouldn't be the same person that you were when we stepped out of this, after you clicked on that Zoom link. And I mean that, because we're all here right now. And if you are feeling at all disconnected from the information that I'm sharing with you right now, I want you to really tune into your heart space. I want you to ask yourself, how can you be the embodiment of grounding your awareness into your values in this very present moment? Because the most pivotal point of power that you have is right now, right? The past has already fallen away. It's gone. It's done. Done and dusted. The future hasn't happened yet. And so to activate the energy of quintessence in you right now, there's a magic that happens when you step into a willingness to step out of your comfort zone and to ask yourself, what makes me feel happy right now in this present moment? I'm seeing all the comments come through. This is amazing. So when I felt super grounded in all of the elements, it, like I said, earth, fire, air, water, and of course, quintessence or spirit, the essence of who I truly am, embodying all of that. I have had these moments time and time again where all of those elements are checked off and it's like I feel present and at peace because these elements all feel nurtured and nourished. And I want you to see them as children. You have these five children and you have to feed all of these five children. And if you don't feed one of them, then they're going to get really pissed off and cranky and hangry, right? So you need to make sure that you're paying attention to nourishing and nurturing yourself. Because many of us, especially women of my generation and men, I know that there's men on the call too, it's important for us to learn how to nurture ourselves, to even parent ourselves, because many of us are cleaning up a lot of the belief systems that didn't serve us in childhood that impacted our levels of worthiness, right? Many of us do not feel worthy enough. And so when you pair that with what unfolded in 2020, high rising levels of anxiety, it's like it set off a bomb in our collective nervous systems to go, okay, how do we do this? And I really want this to be a call to action that we all lift each other up energetically and trust that we're here for each other. That's why this call is so special, because there are so many of you from all around the world. There are over 2,000 people that registered for this masterclass that are willing and curious to unpack the energetics that happen in their life. And so I've been practicing this and I feel lit up from the inside. I really do. There's been so many great things that have happened, moments in my marriage where I feel this incredible strength from my husband and from our union and from my energy as a woman. I can really embody feminine essence for the first time because I am nurturing all of these elements. I'm activating that quintessence within me. I'm being creative. I'm doing the things that I love to do. Abundance is starting to shift. So this plateau that I was experiencing in my mind now, that energy of pain that I felt, like it was like trying to flush a brick down a toilet. It just felt like I could approach it from so many different angles and it just wouldn't flush. And so now I see that it is about nurturing these different elements within me. And the, oh my gosh, the time's flying by so quickly. That's amazing. Time flies when you're having fun, right? So here are the five things that you can do to stop hiding your essence, to really activate quintessence, these natural creative forces within you that the universe loves to play with. It is so powerful to play with this energy at that high level frequency. So the first thing here is to be honest with yourself. Admit it if you are having a tough time. There is no shame in admitting if you are struggling. I think I hid for a long time thinking, oh God, what are people going to think of me if they know that, you know, I have anxiety attacks from time to time, or I have nightmares, or I doubt my worthiness from time to time. And if anything, I want you to know that I'm just a normal person like you guys. And 80 million people watched my Goldcast video of me crying and sharing my story. And after that, it completely changed what I thought I was capable of, because I just wanted to hide. I didn't want to show up anymore. And that's not accepting the sacred invitation from the universe, that the key to my expansion, the key to getting out of my comfort zone, the key to getting out of this cruddy plateau situation was always reliant on me showing up for myself first. For me, playing with the elements, playing with these beautiful energetic forces that are all different and unique that offer something else, right? So another analogy here, and I love a good metaphor. It's like eating something that has no nutrients in it and only eating that and expecting to have all of your vitamin requirements up to scratch. It just won't happen. You have to get all of these different elements activated within you. And this took, I want to say, 4 years from like the research phase of, okay, it's painful to admit, and I need to be honest with myself. So I'm going to look at these pain points, these shadow parts within myself, to then the second thing here is bringing intention to my everyday experience. So I made it a non-negotiable that for me, every day I have to connect with nature every single day. That's one of the reasons why we decided to move here to Sag Harbor in the Hamptons, because I need to be surrounded by trees, by water, by, you know, all of that kind of thing. And you don't have to be like me and move to the Hamptons. You can experience this anywhere. I was saying this to Sean the other day. He's like, well, what do you say to people that don't have access to nature? That was me for many years. I would say that go outside, look at the stars at nighttime, right? Go to a park, feel your feet on the bare earth, like barefoot on the earth. That's really powerful. Go to the supermarket and go to the place where they, what is it? The hydroponic tomatoes. I love those. The smell of them. It's so fresh. That's one of my favorite smells. My favorite ways to connect with nature is through fresh food as well, because flowers are another great way as well, as Cindy points out there as well, that this is how we connect to nature, drinking fresh water, having, you know, like a long relaxing bath, being in that water energy, doing breathwork exercises. There are just so many ways that we can activate this within us. But it also takes a level of awareness, because there are so many pockets of metaphor, of metaphysical correlation to do with all of these elements. And so the third thing here is to bring awareness to the energy that you're putting out there. One of my favorite New Thought writers, Florence Scovel Shinn, who wrote The Game of Life and How to Play It in 1925. I talk about her book all the time. I read it when I was 8 years old. She speaks of, if you understand spiritual knowledge, or you have the spiritual tools and you choose not to use them, guess what happens? You actually experience suffering. And that's what many of us are experiencing. It's just so, it's so simple. It's kind of stupid, right? It's very basic, but it is bringing it back to those basic things that cultivate that presence within us. And then the fourth thing, and this is so important, is to be willing to step out of your comfort zone. Stepping out of your comfort zone is really the make or break difference between growing and evolving or staying stuck and stagnant. Stagnant energy is where the plateau lives. And so if you can identify that stagnant energy within you, I really want you to examine, write lists if it's helpful, of the ways that you can begin to step back into your own power. So if your health is suffering, what are things that you can do to activate these elements within you that will help to amplify your health? If your bank account is, you know, not at the balance that you'd like to see it, or the abundance isn't flowing in the way that you want to see it, what has to happen for that to change? And I've been playing with this energy and it has been so fun. So just a few examples here before I get to the fifth thing to do to stop hiding your essence and activating the elements within you, is that Sean and I just manifested our 12-month rental here in the Hamptons, which is nearly impossible considering there's just so much demand for it. So we signed our lease today. We're really excited about that. Yesterday, out of the blue, we generated over $30,000 completely unexpectedly, that when we bring awareness to these elements and they're all in unison, things just start getting easier. And this is the thing that I want to remind you of before I go on to this fifth step here, is that it is meant to be easy. Life is not supposed to be a struggle. You're supposed to feel happiness. You are meant to feel worthy. You're not supposed to feel like life is an obstacle course and that you have the odds stacked against you and that the universe has forgotten you. And I've felt like that so many times myself over the years. And so identifying, this brings me to the fifth thing here, is that bring it back to simplicity, to these five elements, to the activation points within you. We are energetic beings having this physical experience. And the thing that I want to the thing that I really want to communicate here is that what I discovered was that when I disconnected from my own personal power, things didn't work. But when I consciously engaged in energy activations, now keep in mind, I've invested hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years in mentors, in courses, in programs, in therapy, all of that kind of stuff to get to this point. And so when I was willing to, and I still experienced the disconnect, that's what's really important to distinguish here, that there was a disconnect between myself and my energetic awareness. And so it's maintenance. You actually need to have somebody to hold your hand through this experience, just like we're collective here gathering tonight to truly lean into what the universe is asking from us, which is to up level. I believe that every single one of you on this call tonight has been invited to up level your journey, your skills, your manifestations, what is drawn into your reality. Someone just said here, we need soul connections. We need soul connections with each other. We need to not let the powers that be that profit from us being disconnected from ourselves and each other, we cannot let them do that. We won't. And that's why this work is so incredibly powerful. And so what I have done is I have created the framework that is tried and tested. And it's a beta program. It's called Quintessence. It begins on the 21st of March. It will be running over 5 consecutive weeks where it's an intuitive transmission like this one. I've got like 5 cards here. Everything that I've said to you right now has kind of come in unexpectedly, if that makes sense, because that's how I work as an intuitive. I'm here to guide the collective energy to help support you in any way that I can. And so Quintessence is 5 modules that go through each and every one of the 5 elements. And we begin with Earth, where I'm going to be walking you through the foundational elements so you can set yourself up for success for the framework of your abundance, of your relationships, of the house that you live in, the lifestyle that you want to live. We're going to get very clear about the intentions that you're setting and how you can work with that specific element. And we're all going to activate it together, which is the fun part, because I don't want anyone to feel lonely. I really feel that soul call to action when I see the stats on people feeling lonelier than ever before. I think it was one article said that up to 60% of millennials feel lonely and isolated. And that's sad, right? We have the ability to be more connected than ever on calls like this one, right? So I really want it to be a collective experience as we move through the 5 elements. And the beauty is that each element builds on the next until we get to quintessence. So with week 2, we go into water and intuition and how to truly navigate through the essence of water and what water can teach us. And you can program water too. Our bodies are made up of 90% water. So if you've never played around with imprinting your subconscious mind, this is how we're going to do it. We're going to do it through the spiritual lens of water, the fluidity and how that works in our everyday life. And then the 3rd week will be all about air and breathing life into our belief systems and rewiring some of those beliefs that we might have held since children about not being enough, or what I call not enoughness, that there's not enough money, that there's not enough resources, that, you know, you're too old to do this, that, or the other thing. We're going to bust through that because it's time. Life is not a dress rehearsal. And I don't want you guys to end up like me in the back of an ambulance wondering, is this it? Oh my gosh, lights are going to go out soon. And then thinking, well, I've got work to do. I want you to roll up your sleeves and be willing to do this work because the universe is calling you to that greater sense of purpose. And then the fourth element is fire, that fire in your belly, that what sparks that inspiration that lights you up from within. Fire is light. And in life, we need that light. We are light workers. And so we're going to really play with that element to spark some serious fires within our heart, within our work, within every single aspect of our life experience. And then lastly, it all comes together when we activate quintessence, what makes you uniquely you. So if you were struggling with any kind of identity questions, like what am I here for? What's my purpose? What's the point of all of this? Is this it? I want you to be here for the quintessence program, because you don't want to live life as if you don't know where you're going, right? You didn't choose to come here at this point in time not to facilitate your sacred life mission. So quintessence is, as I said, it starts as the sacred container on the 21st of March. And you can go to sarahprout.com/Q or /quintessence. I think Sean's going to link it up in the comments there if you guys are interested in joining. And we have a special unannounced bonus, which isn't on the page. So for the first 10 people to sign up, we are offering, Sean and I are going to be hosting an exclusive mastermind for the first people that show up, a mastermind call. It'll be 1 hour. You can ask me anything and you'll have Sean, who is also a wonderful human being, and he has so much wisdom to offer. We're going to be on that call together to kickstart this quintessence experience. But that's only for the first 10 people that sign up for the early bird bonus. And please note that I've made this an early bird bonus just for you guys, and it will go up in the next week. So get on board. If you feel that intuitive nudge, I would love for you to join me. And quintessence is something that you can do over and over again. Each week, you will notice this new level and layer of awareness presenting itself to you. I can almost guarantee you that your dreams will be deeper. Your intuition will be amplified. You will see synchronicities speed up. Like, this is the work that I do. And so many of you that have worked with me or been in my orbit over the last few years, you know that when we play full out together, some magic happens. But I'm not the spiritual bypassing person. You're always going to get it very real and very raw from me. I don't hold back. And I believe that there's a reason for that. I think I've witnessed so much, especially in my industry, that there's so many people that just, it's smoke and mirrors, that they're not down to earth. They're not grounded. They're not embodying that first element of earth, right? We need to be on this earth to serve. We chose to be in this physical realm for a reason. And I believe it was Dr. Joe Dispenza who says, you cannot change matter with matter. You have to change matter with energy, right? So you shift that internal perspective of the way that you bring your own quintessential elements to every area of your life with intention, and you begin to see the landscape of your soul create miracles in your life. I have seen so many different miracles take place. And although this is a beta program, I don't have testimonials. You know how you see programs that have like screeds and screeds of testimonials? This is going to be the first round of quintessence. And really, I'm my own success story here that can tell you this is tried and tested. I have activated this within me. I have spent countless hours in meditation. I have had dreams. I have had intuitive directive from, how about the spirit guides, if you will, to know that now is the time that this work needs to be embodied by as many people as possible. And I'm so excited to be on this journey with you. And I hope that you'll join me for quintessence. So let me just dive into the questions here. If there's anything in the chat, it's all coming through so quickly. Someone said, what is the link? I will definitely send out an email to you guys just to remind you, but it is sarahprout.com/quintessence, or Q is the short link, sarahprout.com/Q. If you want to know more about it, it's a very simple page that I put together. I am really peeling back those layers. I'm doing business in a whole new way, which is so exciting. So often, you know, you see like the cookie cutter ways of doing things and just how one person does something, you know, we all kind of go and do it that way as well. And it doesn't necessarily translate into the authenticity and especially the integrity that I want to put into this program. And so just a reminder that if you want to be one of the first 10 people to sign up, which I hope you are, you will join me for a free mastermind call. And that mastermind call is valued at $1,111. So that's kind of the early bird special if you want to get in on quintessence. Has anyone got any questions in the chat? Just as a reminder, though, for those of you that have been playing full out, I have been seeing you. And who here said, someone said, I'm so happy you and your family left Las Vegas. When are the calls? So the calls happen weekly from March the 21st. Every Thursday at this time, we're gathering together. It will be a little more interactive. There will be a Q&A session as well, so that you're not feeling like you're, you know, if you've got any questions, they can definitely be answered. There will be workbooks. I'm also creating and recording some exclusive meditations for each and every element, so you can listen to those. And if you're not familiar with energy activations, I want to really highlight the importance of what they actually facilitate in your consciousness. So it's almost like intentionally raising your vibration to a new frequency, so you're receptive to attracting and bringing and receiving more into your life. Because the way that consciousness works, the way that we work as human beings, is that we are always expanding and evolving. And unless we consciously put practice into these spiritual modalities, it's kind of like we're just running on autopilot all the time. It's like this, it's like we're manifesting by default. And even though we're always intentionally manifesting, every moment is a manifestation. It's incredible for us as human beings to become aware of the power that we have to consciously create our own reality. Now, I could never have imagined, like I said, I'm going to have to be my own success story here, because, you know, I haven't had anybody go through the program yet, but anybody that's been through my programs or anybody that's worked with me has experienced rapid transformations in their life. Everybody, it's like putting your foot down on the karmic accelerator in a good way, in a good way. And what I love about Quintessence is that I've seen this having direct impact in my life, especially over the last 3 weeks since I was in the hospital. It's like that was the final hurdle, because I'd planned to host this call in January and then it didn't happen. I had this intuitive nudge, no, Sarah, now's not the right time. And then 2 days later, my dog passed away suddenly. I had no idea, just out of the blue. So I knew, okay, that wasn't the right time. And then I scheduled it again. And then I got a cold last week. It was like these energetic blocks. And now it's like the energy, the final dregs, if you will, for this experience for Quintessence to be birthed into the world, just truly started to take formation. And like I said, I started seeing these results happen. Like, we found a house really easily and effortlessly. We started manifesting large chunks of money coming in out of the blue. I just submitted my book proposal yesterday. Actually, my agent did, to some of the biggest book publishers in the world. And so this new book baby is being birthed out into the world. I dropped 7 pounds virtually in a week. It's like this energy that I've been holding on to needed the elements to activate more of a grounding in my body. And this was what was interesting. The more I was grounded in my body, the stronger I felt in my physiology, because I am naturally like a mind-based person. And for most of my life, I haven't been fully grounded in my body, and it's time to be back. And I encourage all of you, if you feel any level of disconnect between your mind and your body, that you join me for Quintessence, because this is really where the magic of manifestation can be activated, where we're using these creative elements to draw into our reality everything that we desire. And so if you feel like there's gaps in your life where you're not able to manifest based on your values, where you're not feeling truly happy, I want you to, my goal, this is my goal for anybody that I work with all the time, in every situation, every circumstance, is I want you to manifest happiness. I truly mean that. I want you to feel happy. I want you to get to the end of a day, no matter how much hard work you've put into it. And I want you to feel this sense of gratitude that you feel happy, that your heart feels happy, that things don't all have to be, you know, amazing in your life. We don't, you know, there's no way that everything, all the things are going to line up and you're going to feel amazing about everything, because it just doesn't work that way, because sometimes the joy and the sadness coexist. And I've experienced that. I've walked that path. Believe me, I've walked that path so many different times. And what I have felt connecting with the earth, connecting with water, connecting with the air, connecting with the fire in my belly, the passion that I have for teaching Quintessence, a course like Quintessence, is I felt this genuine happiness where I'm connecting with friends on a whole new level. I'm drawing into my reality all these incredible people. My marriage is thriving. My children are happy. I'm seeing incremental changes. Even if they're tiny, I'm celebrating the little wins. And it's so important for us to prioritize our own well-being. And I'm going to say this once more, that you are worthy. You are worthy of attracting into your life all of your goals, your dreams, your wishes, and your desires. All of it. And you're also worthy of stepping out of the mainstream narrative and claiming your sovereignty and not allowing the divisiveness to rule your mindset, to imprint your subconscious mind, that the importance of owning your energy, activating your quintessence within you, embodying all of the energy that you have to offer. Because here's the thing, the more that your cup feels filled up with infinite energy, the more you can serve the world. So it has this ripple effect. So the more you can manifest and attract abundance into your own life by stepping out of your comfort zone, perhaps even entering into the Quintessence program, which I really hope you join me for, the more you will see your courage of stepping forward reflected back to you and rewarded by the beauty and the power of the universe. This is how it works. We live in this, as Florence Scovel Shinn says, this world of boomerangs, right? You throw a boomerang, it comes back to you. The energy that you put out there will always return to you with astounding accuracy. The energy that you put into yourself, that you invest in yourself, will always return to you with astounding accuracy. But it cannot do that. Energy loves to move, right? Thoughts become things. Your emotions are what manifest, and these elemental forces that we're going to harness and amplify and activate within the Quintessence program are going to elevate and up-level your manifestations in a way that I'm just so excited for you to experience and to embody and to witness firsthand. So I hope that you can join me for Quintessence. Once again, the first 10 people to sign up for the program will receive a free 1-hour mastermind call with myself and 10 other incredible human beings that are all attracted together for this incredible kickstart for the Quintessence program. I hope that you join me. And I just want to say thank you so much for being here with me today. It's been an absolute honor and a privilege, and it has really made me feel happy and so grateful that I have overcome so many different hurdles to feel worthy enough to show up, to not hide anymore, and to be here to support your growth and your conscious expansion. So I'm sending you so much love and so much light, and I hope that we can continue playing together in Quintessence, and I will connect with you again very soon. Keep walking your divine path, everyone. Lots of love, and bye for now. Bye.